Now for our story. Today, Aunt Mary Lane's farmhouse outside of Wakefield had a spruced-up, extra-tidy look about it. Lefty's accumulation of old farm journals and seed catalogs had been neatly stacked away in the magazine stand. Aunt Mary's mending basket had been relegated to the top of the sewing machine in her bedroom. There was a big copper bowl of flowers on the table in the living room, and the smell of freshly baked apple pie drifted in from the kitchen, where two plump chickens were ready to be fried for supper. And the reason for all this was the anticipated arrival of Aunt Mary's old friend, Del Shipley, who was due from Chicago any minute. Lefty Larkin, grumbling about Del's arrival, had disappeared for what he threatened would be an indefinite length of time. Oh, but now, Aunt Mary, wearing a starched apron over her new print dress in honor of the occasion, hears Del's car pull into the driveway. She hurries to the front door and opens it, and stands there beaming as Del and Lily Devon come up to her.
Del, my goodness, it's nice to see you. And Lily, well, this is a wonderful surprise.
Oh, hello there, Aunt Mary. Gosh, you're looking grand.
I hope you don't mind my showing up, Aunt Mary. I stowed away.
Oh. Well, I'm as pleased as can be to see you, Lily. Come on in, both of you.
Okay.
Here, let me take your things.
Oh, now, don't bother, Mary. We'll just put them over here on the table for the time being. Oh, it's sure swell to be here.
Did you have a nice trip down?
Oh, yeah, it was fine. We made good time, too. Didn't leave Chicago until after 10.
That is good.
Well, Aunt Mary, this is nice. It's just the way Peggy described it to me.
Is it, Lily?
Mm-hmm.
The house looks lovely, Mary. Oh, but isn't something changed around?
Well, let's see. Well, yes, I believe we moved the bookcase into the corner.
Well, that's right. It used to be on the other side.
but we don't change much around here. Lefty always makes a great outcry when Peggy gets one of her furniture-moving moods. How is Lefty? Why, just fine, Del. He's been very busy lately planning his garden for this summer. Peggy's been trying to talk him into entering his delphinium in the flower show. Of course, he swears he won't. He had to go over to Stanton this afternoon. Doesn't expect to be back till late.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet he won't, knowing I'm here.
Well, you two must be hungry. How about a nice cup of tea and some cookies?
Oh, thanks, Mary. But I don't think I'd care for anything right now. You see, we had a sandwich on the road, and, well, I have to watch my calories, you know.
Oh, nonsense, Del. Why, you're just right.
Oh, I wouldn't be if I didn't watch myself. No, I've got an appetite like a horse.
Oh, Del. How about you, Lily? May I get you something?
Oh, no, thank you, Aunt Mary.
Where's Peggy? Oh, Lily, she had to go into town, but she told me to tell you she'd be back right away.
Oh, I'm dying to see her.
She'll be very happy and surprised to see you, Lily. She talks about you so much.
Well, I think I'll go out and wander around for a while. I know you two have a lot of things to talk over. I'd like to smell some of this fresh air I've been hearing about. There seems to be lots of it out here.
The best in the country, right on this farm.
Well, I'll go out and absorb some.
All right, dear, you just run along. Oh, and by the way, if you see a strange young man somewhere around, it'll be my son, Randy. Just introduce yourself. He's heard a lot about you.
Okay. See you later. Really does smell good. Hello, Randy Lane.
Hello.
Aunt Mary said if I ran into a strange guy out here, it'd be you. She told me to barge right up and introduce myself. You are Randy, aren't you?
That's right.
I'm Lily Devon. I came down with Del.
Lily, oh, sure, I've heard about you.
You have? Well, that ought to make me nervous, I guess.
I wouldn't know about that.
Did Peggy mention me or something?
Yeah, not recently, but I used to get letters from her when I was overseas. She was staying at your place in Chicago then.
Oh. Well, that was during all that excitement about that murder trial she was mixed up in.
Yeah. She seemed to think you were quite a pal.
Oh, well, I just did what I could. Poor kid, she was all tied up in knots over this thing. I just tried to keep her from going to pieces.
Well, I guess you did a good job then. She's all in one piece now.
Really? Now tell me, exactly how is she feeling these days?
Oh, Peggy's doing okay. But haven't you seen her?
No, she had to go into town.
Oh, well, she'll be back soon. Then you gals can get together and talk your heads off.
We probably will at that. It's nice out here. Pretty. Comfortable, like.
Yeah,
I understand you just got back from overseas.
Mm-hmm.
It must be wonderful. Being home again.
It is.
I guess you saw a lot of excitement.
Yeah, quite a lot.
You don't want to talk about it, do you?
No.
Well, I don't blame you.
You're a dancer, aren't you?
Sort of. Nothing like Lisa Fenner, though. She's really good.
Lisa, she's staying with you now, isn't she? How's she doing?
Well, that's a long story. I better let Del give you the lowdown on that when you talk to her. I've decided to do less talking and more thinking. I figure I'll keep out of trouble better that way.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out the other night why I always seem to be getting into hot water.
And what did you decide?
Well, the thing is, I never had much of a family or home life. Well, when I was a kid, I always used to think it'd be swell having someone to fuss over you, someone to worry about you, maybe. Try to help you out and things like that.
Yeah, it is.
So, I guess I've been trying to make up for not having a family by kind of adopting people as my own special little problem, whether they like it or not.
Well, of course, it's not a very good idea to try to run people.
No. Anyway, I think I've learned my lesson.
Well, on the other hand, it's better to like people, care about them, than not to give a hoot.
Maybe. But it doesn't always seem to work.
Oh, sure it does. In the long run. You're just warm-hearted. Nothing wrong with that.
Say, don't let me interrupt what you were doing.
Oh, that's okay. I'm just setting some new fence posts. The others were all rotted away.
Oh.
Yeah, things got sort of run down during the years I was away. But I'm gradually getting them into shape again.
Do you like doing that?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not sure I can picture you spending all your life on a farm. Aren't you going to the city one of these days?
The city? Why would I want to go there? I'm a farmer.
And don't you ever get bored? No place to go and nothing to do? No excitement?
Oh, I've had my share of excitement. I like the kind of life here. I wouldn't want to live the other way.
Well, it's sure different. Everybody isn't running around trying to impress each other, cutting each other's throats.
That's the way it is in the city.
Well, a lot of that goes on. But you don't have to be that way just because you're around it.
Well, take yourself. You seem to be okay.
I'm not so sure. Life in the city's pretty contagious. It's hard to keep away from it. If you aren't careful, you get pretty hollow. Empty.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to worry. This is for me.
Everyone to his own liking. I'm afraid it'd be a little slow for me. Besides, I know how to take care of myself in the big town. I'm pretty tough.
Are you, Lily?
Sure. It's a cutthroat world. Once you know the angles.
You know, I got a hunch about you.
You have? What?
I got a hunch you're not tough at all. I think, underneath, you're a softie.
As Lily Devine walked slowly back to the house a few minutes later, she felt uneasy somehow, disturbed. Her talk with Randy Lane hadn't turned out as she expected. Her usual wise-cracking, flippant self had gotten lost somehow. She had no words with which to combat the thing Randy had said. A thing she realized was true. But if she admitted it, all the protective shells she'd built up through the years would be broken. She'd be exposed. And Lily didn't want that. She was afraid of what might happen after that.